KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports, the 61st Annual Tournament of Champions got underway on Friday with the opening 18 holes of play. Six players shot under par rounds to kick the tournament off in strong fashion at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. There's a three-way tie for the early lead in the championship division as Rob Langfeld of Crestwood Hills Golf Course, Barry Smith of Pine Knolls Golf Course, and Jared Cook of Majestic Hills Golf Course all shot four under par rounds of 65. Nathan Zimmerman of Trainer Recreation Area was in one of the late tee groups and finished a shot back with a 66. Zach Christensen and Jake Olson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club finished at 1 under 68. 10 other players are at 2 over or better. There is a two-way tie for the senior division lead with Don Newberry of Lakeview Country Club and past champion Rick Carter both shooting 2 over rounds of 71. Three other players were at 4 over. In the super senior division, past champion Arnie Leistad shot a 4 over 73, as did Kenny Henson of Nishna Hills Golf Course. Groups will tee up the second round here this morning, first tee time at 8:30 once again. We'll have coverage throughout the day here on KJAN, and you can check out the sports page at KJAN.com for the full scoring list and a link to all those Saturday groupings and tee times as well. Moving on to Major League Baseball, game we had for you last night on the radio. Marcell Ozuna regained his swing in time to be in the middle of a breakout rally by the Cardinals. Paul Goldschmidt hit a tie-breaking single in the eighth inning. Ozuna followed with a two-run homer, and the Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-2. Goldschmidt's single went under the glove of Pirates shortstop Kevin Newman, scoring Dexter Fowler to break a two-all tie. Five pitches later, Ozuna drove a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Richard Rodriguez into the left field bullpen for his second homer in two games. The Cardinals tacked on an extra run when Paul DeJong reached on an error by Jose Ozuna and scored on Matt Carpenter's sac fly. Runs have been hard to come by for the Cardinals of late. The four-run rally in the eighth snapped a 54-inning streak without scoring multiple runs in an inning. Ozuna, who was activated from the injured list last Saturday after missing 28 games due to a fractured finger in his right hand, drove in four runs. The rally made a winner out of Carlos Martinez, who pitched the final 1 1/3 innings as the Cardinals snapped a five-game losing streak. Cardinals starter Dakota Hudson threw a season-low 49 pitches through four innings. He gave up two runs on six hits and didn't walk or strike out anyone. Today, the Pirates will send out right-hander Joe Musgrove. The Cardinals send out right-hander Adam Wainwright as those teams meet again here this evening. 5:20 pregame first pitch will be at 6:15. We'll have it here on the Cardinal Radio Network. Other National League scores yesterday, Atlanta an 8-4 win over Miami, the Mets 7-6 over Washington, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 5-2, it was St. Louis, as we mentioned, 6-2 over Pittsburgh, Arizona 3-2 over the Dodgers in 11 innings, San Diego was a 7-1 winner over Colorado, and Philadelphia 9-6 over San Francisco. Over in the American League, Edwin Jackson pitched well into the seventh inning in his return to the Tigers, overcoming an inside-the-park home run to lead off the game and beating the Kansas City Royals 5-2. The Tigers, who beat Kansas City a day earlier, posted back-to-back wins at home for the first time since they swept the Royals in their first home series of the season. Detroit, which has the worst record in the majors, hadn't won two straight anywhere since late May. In other American League scores, it was Oakland 7-0 over the White Sox, Houston 3-2 over Baltimore, Toronto 8-2 over the Yankees, it was Boston 16-4 over the Angels, Cleveland beat Minnesota 6-2, and Tampa Bay 5-3 over Seattle. In interleague play, it was Milwaukee 6-5 over Texas. In other baseball notes, The Detroit Tigers have released second baseman Josh Harrison after reinstating him from the injured list. The Tigers also released right-hander Sandy Baez to make room for right-hander Edwin Jackson. They announced Thursday night they were going to purchase Jackson's contract from AAA Toledo. Harrison signed a one-year deal with the Tigers for 2019, but he hit just 176 in 136 at-bats. He's had to deal with shoulder and hamstring problems. Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Jay Bruce has been put on the injured list only a day after he returned following a three-week absence for a different injury. And the Mets signed infielder Joe Panik before the series opener against the wildcard leading Washington Nationals. 28-year-old Panik was designated for assignment by the San Francisco Giants this week and later released. Orioles first baseman Chris Davis says he's reached a breaking point when he charged at manager Brandon Hyde in the dugout and expressed his regret during a lengthy conversation with Hyde. The flare-up occurred Wednesday in the fifth inning of Baltimore's 14-2 loss to the Yankees. Twins designated hitter Nelson Cruz was placed on the 10-day injured list because of a ruptured tendon in his left wrist. Moving on to some football notes, as part of a vast offseason overhaul, the Kansas City defense released longtime safety Eric Berry and several other backups. They then used a second-round draft pick on Juan Thornhill, hopeful that the big playability he showed at Virginia would translate quickly to the NFL. Now they'll get to see him in action here in the preseason tonight. Chiefs set to take on the Bengals in their first preseason game of the year at 7 o'clock here this evening there at Arrowhead Stadium. In college football, Iowa fans spent years hoping to see native son Oliver Martin catching passes for the Hawkeyes. They'll get their wish, but no one seems to know if Martin's playing career at Iowa will start in 3 weeks or 13 months. Martin, a former Iowa City West High star who spurned the Hawkeyes for Michigan in 2017, abruptly announced that he was coming home in June. Martin has since applied for a waiver that would allow him to play this fall, but there is yet to be a final ruling in his case. A federal judge has ruled that former University of Kansas football coach David Beatty's lawsuit against the school will proceed. Beatty sued Kansas in March, alleging breach of contract after he was fired in November. Beatty contends he's owed $3 million. Federal Judge Catherine Radles dismissed a motion from the university asking the lawsuit be dismissed, and Beatty was fired after going at 6-42 in nearly four seasons as Kansas's head coach. And Simone Biles is comfortably ahead after the first night of the U.S. Women's Gymnastics Championship, even though she wasn't particularly pleased with her performance. Biles posted a score of 58.650, well clear of Sunisa Lee in second place. Still, Biles appeared less than thrilled at times. She didn't quite land her first tumbling pass and looked angry after her uneven bars set. And still, she's well on her way to a record-tying sixth national title. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.